Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Well, live and feeder contracts should open at least moderately lower this morning, checked by follow-through selling. Uncertain midsummer fundamentals. On the other hand, hog futures likely to open on a mixed basis, tied in part to further bear spreading. Well, the cattle buying interest could start to take shape at some point today, but we may not see significant trade volume develop till tomorrow or Friday. Look for asking prices starting around $122 in our part in the country. Both sides will be monitoring the results from FedCattleExchange.com today for clues regarding the big cash picture. While there may be some talk about the atypical case of BSE found in Alabama, we don't expect it to have any impact on the markets today. The atypical nature of the case, as well as the assurance that the old cow did not move into the food chain, should make this a non-story. Now, the cash hog trade should resume today with bids steadied about 50 cents lower. At this point, packers seem to be planning a Saturday kill around 50,000 head. Well, the corn and soybeans did close higher yesterday, even as gains were trimmed late in trading. New forecasts that expand the hot weather into the Midwest next week and a sharply lower dollar appeared to be the market drivers. Spring wheat had double-digit gains as hot, dry weather in the northern plains may cause more declines in condition ratings. Winter wheat, however, finished a few cents lower. Spring wheat harvest in the Dakotas about 2 weeks away. USDA yesterday on Monday dropped the crops rating a point to 34%, with declines noted in Idaho, Minnesota, and the Dakotas. Corn closed a few cents higher but was unable to hold the early rally that lifted September more than 10 cents and briefly took December past $4. Hot weather this week and next week may stress pollinating corn. USDA on Monday lowered corn's condition rating a point to 64% good to excellent. Now, soybeans closed a few cents higher but down from early highs that briefly had November near $10.16. The hot forecast and gains in corns helped to soybeans. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, at the close, August live cattle was down 187 at 115.07. October down 175, 116.87. August feeder cattle down 282 at 151.60. September down 272 yesterday, 151.65. August hogs down 27 cents, 80.50. October down 17 cents, 67.87. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. September down 3.75 at 502.75. December down 3.5 at 529.25. Chicago wheat, September down 2.25. At 503.75, and December was down 3.5, 526.75. September corn up 2 cents, 377. December up 2.75, 390.75. August soybeans up 4.5 cents at 989.5. September up 4.5 at 993.75. October cotton up 64, 68.87. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.